You were holding Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Just a little bit chazor about the sugi before. There's a picture here in picture 114, but these pictures are not the best. Here was picture 69. We're now where the child was, the chotze gedoylo goes into a chotze ketana. And the chotze ketana, we're saying now, is also, you're not allowed to be metal inside the chotze ketana. Only inside the chotze gedoylo you're allowed to. Now the question was, we said, if you hold niru mi bachutz, the shovim mi befnim is nidu mishum lechi, so why shouldn't it be good? It means if you're standing inside the chotze gedoyla, in picture 69, on page 12, you're standing in the chotze gedoyla, when you look into the chotze ketana, you see on both sides, you see the gifufim, the wall sticking out, so let that be like a pesa for the chotze ketana installed. So it should be muta to metatl inside the chotze ketana also. That was the kasha. So Gemara gave a teretz. We're talking about, like Rashi's picture here, where the walls of the chotze ketana were nichnas, went inside the chotze gedoyla. Since it came up inside the chotze gedoyla, now you don't see the size of the wall of the chotze gedoyla. Can't help for the chotze ketana, because the chotze ketana went all the way in. So the question was then, why do we say loved? Let's say if the walls coming up in the chotze ketana, like in Rashi's picture, if it's less than 3 tefachim away from the side, let's say it's loved, it's like attached. And if it's attached, it lies like the wall ends where the chotze gedoyla begins. The chotze ketana's wall ends exactly where the chotze gedoyla begins. So again, it should be mutter. That was the last Gemara's kasha. On that, the Gemara gave a teretz that it's 2 tefachim away on one side, but on the other side, it's 4 tefachim away. So since it's 4 tefachim away on the other side, you don't say loved on one side, it's not mutter. It remains awesome. Because you can't say loved on both sides, only on one side. Again, the pictures here for this is again on page 20, picture 117 and 118. That the kasha is, let it blive like picture 117, that on both sides the two X's, you should say loved. So we look as if the chotze ketana mamish, the wall ends where the chotze gedoyla begins. And the Gemara's teretz so far was like a picture 118, that on the left side, it's less than 3 tefachim away, you could say loved. But on the right side, it's more than gimel tefachim away, you can't say loved on the right side. Now this was going with the anocha that we said, this Mishnah, that says you have a chotze ketana and a chotze gedoyla. The anocha was that the chotze ketana is exactly yud amos wide. That's what the chotze ketana is. And the chotze gedoyla is 11 amos wide, yud aleph amos wide. So how much more is the chotze gedoyla? 1 amma. So 1 amma, that's 6 tefachim. Is that what the kasha was? Let's say it's 3 tefachim on one side and 3 tefachim on the other side. And about the thickness of the wall of the ketana should be mamayit, you should say loved. The teretz was no, it's like picture 118. It's 4 tefachim on the right side and 2 tefachim on the left side. Yeah. So in Tapkim on Daf Yud, and the Gemara goes according to Rebihi, to Yoma Binan Shnei Pasin, that you only mati v'chotzer if you have 2 pasin on both sides, both entrances to the chotzer, you have to have 2 pasin. Like in picture 119, if you have a chotzer and it was broke through on the right side, it's only mutter if you have ends on both sides of the fourth wall, like the 2 olives. According to Rebbe, you have to have 2 pasin on each side of the chotzer. It's not enough 1 pas. And the more Rebbe, the yom ha'binin shnei pasin, you have to have 2 pasin. The Tanya we learned, chotzer in the terrace of pas echot. One man, the yom says, a chotzer would be enough with 1 pas. As in this case, picture 119, even if just one side is a gefufim left over, it would be mutter. And according to that, so in picture 118, if you could say loved just on the left side, so on the left side it looks like there's niru mibachutz. Outside you see this part of the wall, part of the chotze ketana, so the chotze ketana would be mutter. Now the Torah says, we go according to Rebbe, Rebbe yomer b'shnei pasin. The Rebbe says, no, it's only mutter the chotzer with 2 pasin. So you have to be able to say only like in picture 117, loved on both sides. If you have loved on both sides, now you have 2 pasin on both sides of the chotzer. So the teretz is, we're not talking about where it's 3 and 3. We're talking about the kimt like picture 119, where on the left side it's only 2 tefachim. There you do say loved. But on the right side it's 4 tefachim away. You can't say loved. Therefore you don't see niru mibachutz. Because we see clearly the chotze ketana projects, comes much further into the chotze gedoyla. So when the chotze ketana ends, it's pars b'meluya. There's no pas there at all, so mele it's osur. Yeah, now for the Gemara. Hi, Mai. What kind of teretz is this? Iyamrit bishleim, if you're going to tell me, niru mi bachutz, v'shove mi bifnim, eino nidi mishum lechi. Let's say bechlau, this Mishnah dinzach on these mandiyomrin, that hold niru mi bachutz. If from outside you see a lechi, but inside you don't see a lechi, it's no good. It's not nidi mishum lechi. Now that's the shaila of this chotzi katana. If you're inside the chotzi katana, you don't see anything on the fourth wall. It's mamrits poros b'meluya. It's open the gamri. So posha the chotzi katana should be osur. What's the tzad to be matter? That if you're standing outside in the chotzi gedolo and you look down on the chotzi katana, the two sides of the wall where the chotzi gedolo is bigger, let's look as if that's a side to the chotzi katana. That's called niru mibachutz. That outside, looking in, it looks as if there is the gifufim. There is the side wall to the chotzi katana. So Mar says, bishlem, if you don't hold for that svarim, that even though outside it looks, still it's no good, because inside is no good. Heis bishlem, niru mibachutz. V'shav mibifnim. If you can tell me, eino nidim mishum lechi. That's not called a lechi. You always have to have a lechi, a hetter for the chotzer, for the movi, inside the movi. Here, inside the chotzer katana, you don't see any gifufim. You don't see any fourth wall at all. Avadu, it's no good. That's why it's awesome. Right, the Rebbe, savalok Reb Yossi. And I'll tell you, Rebbe holds like Reb Yossi. Now, Reb Yossi's shita, we'll see later, is that he holds even a lechi has to have some width to it. We hold a lechi could be even a mashu. Reb Yossi holds no, a lechi has to be at least gimel tfachim wide. So the Gemara is saying, if Reb Yossi holds a lechi has to be gimel tfachim wide, avada when a chotzer that needs a pas means a piece of wood, has to be sticking out on the fourth wall. Like a picture 119, we have two pasim on both sides of the opening, there's something sticking out, it's zichas svarot has to at least be gimel tfachim. That's according to Reb Yossi Shita, that you only matter a lechi, or else a pas by a chotzer, if it's gimel tfachim wide. See if you're going to tell me Rebbe holds like Reb Yossi, that it has to be gimel tfachim wide. Ude Reb Zeru, Ude Ravina Lesi. He does know from Ravina's teretz before. What was Ravina's teretz at Rashi? The ukma b'muflogi mizeh b'shnayim, or mizeh b'yabur. Ravina was the one that gave a teretz before, that we're talking about like in picture 118, where on the left side it's only two tefachim away, and on the right side it's four tefachim away. In other words, the chotzer katana does not enter right in the middle of the chotzer gedolo, but it's pushed to the side a little bit. That was Ravina's teretz. But if you're going to tell me now Rebbe does not hold like that teretz, but Rebbe holds like we wanted to say before, like in picture 117, where the chotzer katana comes mamish right in the middle of the chotzer gedolo, that on both sides there are gimel tefachim. That's Pshan Rebbe. Ude Ravina Lestes, Rebbe does know from Ravina's teretz. No, we're talking about where the chotzer katana comes right smack in the middle of the chotzer gedolo. Obazoi, then everything is very good. Mishum hochi katana b'yeser. That's why before the Brice was mazbe this Mishnah that said that the katana was talking about where it's wide, 10 amis wide, or gedolo b'yachas asorim. We made an akimta that the big chotzer gedolo is only 11 amis wide. Now, what did you have to say is only one amma more? Mishum de Rebbe savalok Reb Yossi. Because I'll tell you, Rebbe holds like Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi Shita is now saying now that a pas has to at least be gimel tefachim. So if you want to say now, negei to the chotzer gedolo, let's look at picture 117. You want to be matzah to metaltle in the chotzer gedolo. The chura, where is the fourth wall for the chotzer gedolo? We're saying the two olives, the two gifufim on the top side, that's the fourth wall for the chotzer gedolo. Now Rebbe Shita is, you have to have two pasim. That means you have to have one little bit on the right side, one little bit on the left side. And if Rebbe holds like Reb Yossi, that each pas has to be gimel tefachim wide. So then it's very good. This is the least amount that will still be kosher. If the bigger chotzer, the chotzer gedolo, is 11 amos wide, that means it's 6 tefachim wider than the chotzer katana. And the chotzer katana comes right smack in the middle. Come to say there are 3 tefachim on the right side and 3 tefachim on the left side. So that's why you have a pas, a koponim, for the chotzer gedolo. Like, this is a hezbo why the chotzer gedolo is mutter. And Mamela, why is the chotzer katana also? Because niru mibachutz doesn't help for shavu bibifnim. Since if you're standing inside the chotzer katana, you don't see any side walls. Standing in the chotzer katana, the fourth wall is open completely. So therefore, the chotzer katana pshita is also. Even though if you're standing outside, if you're in the chotzer gedolo and looking down into the chotzer katana, you do see niru mibachutz. Looking in now, you see the right and left side, you do see walls. sticking out like a picture 117, but we're saying Rebbe doesn't offer that svarim. Rebbe yells nirim mi bachutz does not help for mi bifnim. So Mel, it's very good. Why do we zet sign this? The Mishnah is talking about with the chotzer gedolo is 11 amis. It's exactly 3 and 3 tefachim wider to be matter the chotzer gedolo. That the chotzer gedolo needs 2 passim on the fourth wall. So each pass, like Rabbi Yossi, has to be gimel tefachim wide. Then everything is very good. Eli iyamet. But if you're going to tell me that Rebbe holds nira mi bachutz v'shavim mi bifnim is nidim mishum lechi, no. Even though inside the chotzer ktana you don't see any fourth wall at all. The fourth wall is porous. But so what? You tell me to stand in the chotzer gedola. You look down. You do see 2 sides of the wall. That those 2 sides, the same way they're matter the chotzer gedola, they could also be matter the chotzer ktana because it's called nirim mibachutz. Outside you do see the gehufim. You do see the extra pass for the chotzer ktana. If you want to say that was a sworn Rebbe. Of the Zoyit Shver, the Kasha was then, why taket the Chotzer Ketana Osir? The Chur of the Chotzer Ketana should also be Mutter, because it's Nirum Mibachutz. And you want the answer, Ude Reb Zera, Ude Ravina Isa. You have to say then that Rebbe holds like Ravina's Teretz, like the Teretz was like a picture 118, that the Chotzer Ketana is moved over to the side a little bit. Senach Nami on the left side, you could say Lovud. It's less than 2-3 tefachim away, but on the right side, since it's 4 tefachim away, you don't say lovud on the right side. Therefore, on the right side has no lechi, has no pass for the chotzer ketana. For Rebbe, you have to answer then, loy sovel like Rebbe Yossi. Then Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yossi. Why can't Rebbe hold like Rebbe Yossi? Because if you can hold like picture 118, where is the left pass for the chotzer gedol even? According to Rabbi Yossi, the 2 paths and the 2 leftover walls for the fourth wall of the Chotzer Gedola has to be gimel tefachim wide. And if you can look at picture 118, the left side is only 2 tefachim away from the wall. So the gefufim, the path is only 2 tefachim. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's possible, it's no good. So you're going to have to tell me now, Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe that says the Chotzer needs 2 passim, like picture 119, you have to have 2 parts of the fourth wall left over, but any little bit, even a mashu is enough. If you're going to tell me like that, oy vazoi, gedoylo, piyachas asar lomali. Why do you have to say the bigger Chotzer was exactly 11 amos wide? Why do you have to say it's 11 amos wide? That means it's 6 fucking bigger than the small movi. If you want to give a heter for the gedolah to say why the chotzer gedolah is mutter, that has to be 2 passim. In other words, on the right and left side, there's something wider about the chotzer gedolah that has the same pass for it. I'll tell you, be'eser v'shnei tefachim sagi. If you're telling me now, Rebbe holds does not hold like Rebbe Yossi. How wide does a pass have to be? A mashu, a tefach is also kosher for pass. So if the chotzer gedolah is just 10 amis and 2 tefachim wide, it also be mutter the chotzer gedolah. Since it's 2 tefachim wider than the chotzer ketana, so there's 1 tefach extra on the right side and 1 tefach extra on the left side, like picture 118, or like let's say picture 117, it will be equal. All you have to say is the right side is 1 tefach wider and the left side is 1 tefach wider. So the chotzer gedolah could be mutter even if it's only 10 amis and 2 tefachim. Why do we have to say the Chotzer Gedolah is 11 amis? It's 6 tefachim wider. Elamai, vila misru liktan. Elamai, you want to say reason. You say it's an amma wider to be asked to make the ketaner osurim. Kosi lashminon demaflik tuvam. Oy bezoi, if just to come to answer why the Chotzer ketaner is osur, another why the Chotzer ketaner osurim, because you don't say love on both sides. It's like picture 118. That if I'm on the left side, it's less than 3 tefachim away. But on the right side, it's more than 3 tefachim away. It's 4 tefachim away. So that's the reason why we say it's 11 amis. Why dafka punkt in measurement 11 amis? Let's say it's bigger. Let's say it's 20 amis. Let's say 15 amis wide. It's much wider. Like the punkt is, you want to ask the chotzer ketana, you have to say that the walls of the chotzer ketana come in, they're more than gimel tefachim away from the sides. So that's all you have to say. Let's say a big chiddush, even though it's separated far away, the maflik tuva. If you want to learn like the Mishnah, and like the Brice was mazna this Mishnah, that the Mishnah chotzer gedolah is exactly 11 amis, it's bediuk. 3 tefachim on one side, and 3 tefachim on the other side, bigger than the chotzer ketana, the esber is that nirum mibachutz, The Teretz says Avad, we're talking about the picture like 117, where the Chotze Ketana comes right smack in the middle of the Chotze Gedolim. And you have a right side and a left side. And they're both less than Gimel Tvachim. So you would say Lovud. Even though you say Lovud, but Nirum Mibachutz does not help from Mibifnim. Therefore, the Chotze Ketana is Osir. Because if you're standing inside the Chotze Ketana, you don't see any fourth wall at all. Yeah. Ain't a nidim mishum lechi. That's why the Chotze Ketana is Osir. I'll tell you. And Shema Mina. And nidim mishum lechi. Shema Mina, this should be the Raya. And what's the pshat in Rebbe? Like we wanted to say, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. That in Rebbe holds you have to have two pasim. Like in picture 119. A chotzer is only mutter if there are two sides to the fourth wall. You need two pasim. How wide does each pas have to be? Like Rebbe Yossi shita, gimel tfachim. So since it has to at least be gimel tfachim wide, the smallest amount that the chotzer gedoyle could be wide and still be kosher is 11 amos. It has to be three tefachim wider on each side of the wall. It has to be three tefachim wider on the right side and three tefachim wider on the left side, like picture 117. Then it's mutter, the chotze gedolah is mutter. So that's why it's bediyik that the chotze gedolah is talking about badafku 11 amos. So if you have an extra amma, which is six tefachim, three tefachim on one side and three tefachim on the other side, to give that two pasim, and each pas has to be gimel tefachim wide, therefore the chotze gedolah is mutter. The kasher is, why isn't the chotze ketana also mutter? Even though inside you don't see it, but standing outside, near mevachutz, it looks like a lechi, or like a pas. The teretz says, you have to bring a raya, Rebbe holds, near mevachutz does not help him mevifnim. Even the lalachu we hold it is good, we hold near mevachutz does help, but a kol pon Rebbe holds it doesn't help. Omer Rebbe Yossi, leishmi lihai shmaitetu. Rebbe Yossi holds, I don't like the shmaitetu. Which Shmaitetah, like the next Gemara will soon bring down. It's Rav Huna's memory. Omalei Abaya told Rabbi Yossi, after Matan Alon, you yourself told over Rav Huna's halacha. So what do you mean you don't hold like Rav Huna? Ve'yahor Matan Alon, this is what you told us over Rav Huna's halacha. Ti Oma Romi Bar Abba. Oma Rav Huna, you said over the name of Rav Huna, has you Rabbi Yossi if Gufa taught us this halacha? So what do you mean you don't hold like him? What was the halacha? Lechi ha-moysheich im doifnei shamovi. A lechi that extends from the movi. Which in the picture is picture 120. That you have 120. This is a movi. The wall of the movi should end where the thickness is. The end part, the lechi, that's just a lechi, and it's put like it's not as wide as the wall of the movi is. It's half the thickness of the wall of the movi itself. Now, this wall, as the picture says, it's Sad Chitzen Shemovi. This is the outer wall of the Movi. Come to say, if you're standing inside the Movi, you can't tell a Lechi was there. Because standing inside the Movi, the extra Lechi that's added to this long wall looks like it's just an extension of the wall. If you're standing outside the Movi, you could notice that this is a Lechi here. Because you see, the real wall of the Movi is much thicker. It's like 2 inches thicker. And you notice just 1 inch is sticking out, that's a Lechi. So, Lakura, this is another case of Nir Mibachutz. Standing outside the Movi, you can tell it's a Lechi. Standing inside the Movi, though, if this picture is the outer side wall, inside you can't notice it's a Lechi. So, Rav Huna said, Alacha was, Lechi HaMoshech, a Lechi that extends. Im Doifnei Shemovi, it's extended of the length of the Movi. Pochus Midal Damis. Avidus Lechi does not stick out. Dal Damis is the Alacha Nidim Mishum Lechi. It's Taka has a shame Lechi. It's even though inside the Movi you can't tell, but since outside the Movi you could tell, you see it's kosher. Nir Mibachutz, the Shavim Mibifnim is kosher. Umishtamesh im Chudi Apnimi. And you're only allowed to be metaltal, mamish in the inner side of the Lechi. In other words, he holds it's also to be mishtamesh to metaltal in between adjacent of the Lechi. If this is the Lechi standing on its side of the wall, adjacent to the Lechi, to the other side of the wall, it's also to be metaltal. It can only be metaltal mipnim, from the inner side of the Lechi. Umishtamish imchudi hapnimi. Now, dal damis, let's say this Lechi extends dal damis, then nidim shumovi. It loses the shem Lechi, since it's dal damis long, that's the shear of the smallest shear of a movi. So then it has a shame like a wall of the Movi, and it's not called a Lechi anymore, like we had before. Then you're not allowed to be Mishtamish at all any place here. Yeah. Now, this is Rav Huna's halacha.
Isn't one second from the case where the Lechi, the Kaira that was on the peg, Yisrael.
That it wasn't good because it was outside the lechi.
That's a kerud. That's a kerud. There's a lechi now.
The lechi is allowed to be outside.
Yeah. Right. That's a lechi that has to be on top of the wall. This could be outside. Right. Lechi could be outside. Right. Yeah. The yosel eshtamish bekulei. Now viato mato lon olo. Now you, Reb Yosef Gufa, taught us this halacha in the name of Rav Huna, and you yourself ended off by saying Shema mina klas. From this halacha of Rav Huna, I hear three chidushim in the halacha of a lechi. Estin Shema mina deim lechi ayim oser. That you're not allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the lechi, like in this case where the lechi sticks out. Outside of the movi, adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. You're going to be metaltal in the movi up to the beginning of the lechi. But if the lechi like here was a few tefachim long, adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Ushma mina moshech movi biyarba. How long do you need a movi to be to give it a din movi? It has to at least be dal damas long. That's why he's saying here, once it's dal damas long, it doesn't have a shame a lechi anymore. It's called a movi. Ushma mina, the third chiddush we learn now from here, that niru mibachutz. Here you could only tell this lechi by standing outside the movi. Vishavim mibifnim. If you're standing inside the movi, you cannot notice this lechi sticking out. Because this lechi looks from the inside, it is mamish just an extension of the wall. It's mamish connected the wall, and it's extending the length, connected the length of the wall. Only outside you could tell that the lechi is not as thick as the real wall is. So you see, nidvi mishum lechi. Still you're still telling me it's kosher. You see, it does have a shem lechi. The hilchasa, and what's takad alocha? Niru mibachutz. If you could only notice the lechi outside the movi, the shavim mibifnim. But inside the movi, you can't notice the lechi. Still, the lochri is like the funa that nidvi mishum lechi. That is called the good lechi. And who had then we had before in the more before the chutz by pass by a chotzer. It always helps, even though if you only notice it outside, that's enough of a hecker. For the people outside, it's enough of a hecker. Nidvi mishum lechi. So the moral of chura to yufta filchasa. We're asking the stira now. We just got finished saying Rebbe has to hold nirum mibachutz does not help. Otherwise, we had a kasha according to Rebbe. Why do you have to put a kimtis here that it's 11 amos wide? So he said Rebbe himself zich holds nirum mibachutz does not help. That's why the chotzer katana is aser. Even though if you're standing in the chotzer gedolah, you see the two gifufim and the two pasim on the side. But since standing inside the chotzer katana, you don't see it. We said Rebbe holds his puzzle. So you see, Rebbe holds nirum mibachutz does not help him mibifnim. And now you're telling me hilchasa that it's kosher, the churutz asira, like tiyufta hilchasa. So the Gemara in mishum detoni Rebbe Chiya kavosei. We had Rebbe Chiya before said klo this halacha. Rebbe Chiya before was the one that said klo that nirum mibachutz v'shavim mibifnim is nidum mishum lechi. So even though Rebbe holds not like that, Rebbe holds it doesn't help. But halacha we have Reb Chiya, and we say mechon Reb Chiya told that nirum mibachutz, even though you only notice the lechi or the pas from standing outside the movi or outside the chotzer, still it's machsher the chotzer inside. Let's just see Rashi just in the last part of the Gemara. The four lines are the big lines. Lechi hamoshech im doifno shemovi. So it's Rashi lechutz, sticking out further outside the movi. Shenira kemarech es doifen amovi. If you're standing inside the movi, it just looks like you're extending the wall of the movi. Shemaimid chudoi keneged uve hadoifen. Your mamish puts the point of the lechi right up against the wall of the movi. The michse chudi beuvir shel doifen. That you don't even see the point of the lechi because it's keneged the thickness of the wall, like in picture 120. The shavim mibifnim. That inside bechlau you can't tell it's a lechi inside. V'nirum mibachutz. But if you're standing outside the movi, then you could tell, since this lechi is not as thick as the real wall is, you could tell it's a lechi. Shein chudai shalechi mechase kol uvei hadoifin shiroch rimenu. That the lechi is not as wide as the real wall is. So the lechi does not cover up the whole width of the wall. Therefore, outside, it's nidim mishum lechi. Is bekuloi. So he says then what? You're allowed to bechol movi shrein kan lechi. In the case where it extends dal damis, then it loses its shem lechi. It's called like a part of the wall of the movi, and it's also to metatl on the whole movi because there's no lechi. Habakol porim shema mina meshech movi arba. Mida kam anidim mishum movi. You see, that's the shear, how long a movi has to be, at least dal damis. Also, you see, ben lechi ayim osur. Mida kam atchudi apnimi.
you're only allowed to be metaltal from the inner side of the lechi and inwards, but adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. So klo naftalocha. I to yufta vilchaso do isvino mechotz katan nefeshak l'gedolim. We asked the kash before when the Mishnah we said according to Rebbe, you have to hold Rebbe holds nirui bachutz does not help. The teretz is the 20 Rebbe chiyah kavosei koysol shechidu echad konis. Since we had the Gemara before by koysol yesterday's pictures that we hold klo there that even though it's only nirui bachutz, it does help for inside the movi. And that was Reb Chiya. So we say Mechon Reb Chiya, and we pass him with Reb Chiya. That outside helps for inside. Right. The Mishnah says now, V'horochov meyesem yemayit. If the opening, the width of the Movi is more than 10 amos wide, Allah is yemayit. You have to make it smaller. Because once the opening is more than 10 amos, it doesn't have a shame Pesach, there's no heter of a lechi anymore, there's no heter of a koira. Omer Abaya, Tono, our Mishnah says, the Aruch of Meyasa Yemayit, or not the Mishnah, the Brisa. What on the Brisa? Then the Brisa that says that Yehudi is Mechulik. The Brisa that says the Aruch of Meyasa Yemayit. If the opening to the Movi is wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller. You have to put poles up there to Meyayit, make the opening less than Yudamis, or exactly Yudamis. If Yehudi why main it Sorach? If Yehudi holds no, if Yehudi holds even though it's wider than 10 amos, still it's kosher. You can still use a curve of Lechi. His Lashon was Ein Sorach Lemayit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide could the opening be that it's still called a Pesach? Is Sava Rav Achoy Kaima the Rabbi Yosef Lememer, he wanted to say, Ad Shalosh Asoro Amma, until 13 Amis, Ushlish, and a third. 13 and a third Amis, that's how wide it can still be. But once it's wider than 13 and a third Amma, I tell you, then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it loses the Shein Pesach, I'll call upon the Midi Rabbonin. Even though before we wanted to say Rabbi Yehuda learned that from the Pischa Shel Ulam, which was 20 yamas wide, but I call upon him with the Rabbonon, once it's 13 and a third, it'll be possible. Shlish. And how do we get the shear of 13 and a third? The Kalvachoyma mi Pasi B'Royis. It's the Kalvachoyma that should help from the Locha of Pasi B'Royis. Now Pasi B'Royis, that's the beginning of the next parak, the second parak, we'll see more about Abarichis. But here the kitzur of the picture is like picture 121. The ma'isa was for they were matir, they gave a kula for the oiler regolim. They went oiler regol, so they wanted to feed their behemoths to give them water. Now the case here was the bor is in the middle, and the bor with the water was yutvachim deep, and it was rochiv dalad by dalad. The kitzur that was a reshus hayochid. On top of the bor was a reshus rabin. That's where the whole rabin, everybody was walking. Now on Shabbat they wanted to feed the animals, give them water. So Huru, they can't fetch the water up from the bor and put it on top because that's taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. You can't bring the water up out of the bor. So what's the Eitzah to be able to feed the animals water on Shabbos? So the Eitzah was they gave a new head to Pasi B'Royis. A Pas means like each picture on the side like a small L shape. All you have to have is just one Tefach one way and one Tefach the other way. Or one Amma. What's the Shia? I'm not sure. I will soon say, I'm not sure if it's Namah or Tefach. Maybe it's Namah. What does Rashi say? It's Namah. That's how much of space in between. I'm not sure. I think it's an amma. The kids, they gave a kula though, that all you have to have is on the four sides, you have to on each side, like an L shape. An amma one way and an amma going the other way. Hold in the other corner, the third corner, the fourth corner. If you have this on all four corners, then they will matter you, the rabbonin, to give it a shame, reshus siyachid inside. So even though there's a kula, that ashtons its porritz, the meruba, there's a bigger opening than the oimid, the walls on the side. Still, they were matter you because the midiraisa said still called Rishus HaYochid. And who adin the rabbanim were only makel until the length between one wall and the other wall can't be more than 13 and a third amis. That's the shield we get of 13 and a third amis. So when the rabbanim wanted to be makel by pasi b'royis, they were only makel so far that if you put each pass away 13 and a third amma,
still it's mutter that inside the pasin, inside all these four posts, have a shame reshus yochid. But mainly you're allowed to fetch the water out of the bor, bring it on top, and let the animals drink. That's the loch of pasib rois. So we're making our kabul chaymas at tomorrow with pasib rois. Oma pasib rois. Sheetarto bohen. Poritz merubo. Aloimid. You made another kula. We'll see later on in the Masechta. That usually...